We go inside the Beltway with the true insiders here in America. Tonight, we're talking about our friends from Talk Radio News. We haven't spoken to them in a while. It's fun to have Justin Duckham back on with us. Hey, Justin, how's it going?
It's going good. It's always great to be here, and I have fun as well.
All right, you know, I know it's easy to pick on you guys about this, but now we're in the dog days of summer. How hot does it feel in Foggy Bottom right now?
Oh, it's pretty bad. I was actually just in the park for a concert, and I turned into a big puddle of sweat. So I'm a pretty gross individual right now.
See, you don't need to go to spin class or hot yoga. Or you just need to hang out and at the park and be at a concert, and you right there, you just it's like being at the gym, right?
Exactly. And also, I've been putting off buying shorts, so I've been wearing jeans this entire summer. And, you know, that's I think I'm losing a good 5 pounds every day.
Oh, I'm going to have to make a quick trip to D.C. All right, so this was big on everybody's mind today. The farm bill, what happened? It looks like it barely passed, huh?
It did. It barely passed by a squeaking 216 to 208 votes. This was something that was expected to be one of the key tests for John Boehner and whether or not he could complete his speakership or you know, even control his caucus to the mildest of extent. So this came by with a squeaker, but only because they made a last-minute deal to take out the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or, you know, colloquially known as food stamps, from it. So with that, they were able to get the conservatives that they lost the last time around, because if you recall, 62 Republicans initially opposed it a number of weeks ago and led to a pretty high-profile failure for the Republican leadership. So by removing that, they got them back into the fold. But we also saw a situation where no Democrats were willing to cross the party line and vote for it. So it passed. It's now going to go to conference with the Senate, where they have approved SNAP funding. And we're likely going to see how much food stamp recipients are going to get after negotiations in the conference.
Yeah, well, they were talking about they were worried about the ballooning costs, the Republicans, and the enrollment. They were saying it's, you know, $80 billion a year, the program. So it's not, so people that are listening to America Tonight, Justin, they're not eliminating food stamps by any stretch, but instead they're making it a separate bill, correct?
Correct. Or it may even be included when it goes to conference. What can happen is, you know, during conference, both people come to the bargaining table with their separate pieces of legislation, and the House can say, well, we want nothing for food stamps. The Senate can say, well, we want this amount. And the two parties can then, behind closed doors, hammer out an agreement. It's a little bit of a, you know, backroom politics in traditional D.C. style, but it typically get things done, and it's just sort of the way of D.C.
All right, let's jump to something else. Harry Reid and the Senate's nuclear option. Tell us more details.
It's a very dramatic name for something that's pretty simple. Actually, well, I wouldn't say simple per se, but it is a move that the Senate Majority Leader is now pursuing to eliminate the filibuster for some key situation. This is coming up before a slate of legislative nominees, including nominees for the National Labor Relations Board and the head for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Richard Cordray, who has previously been opposed by Republicans. And Reid is saying that if they are going to be filibustering these nominees, he is going to put forward a vote, which would only require 51, to essentially eliminate the filibuster for legislative nominees. If that does move forward, the 60 you know, vote threshold for sidestepping a filibuster is going to remain in place for legislative and judicial nominees. But this would be, as a lot of people are saying in D.C., a very clear first step to a more you know, robust Senate. And there's also a specter coming up that once they get filibuster removed for this, they're going to be a lot less hesitant to remove it in the future.
Wow. All right. So we move on from that to what's really big with people listening around the country. A lot of our 20-something-year-olds that listen to America Tonight, like Jake in Austin, student loans. What's happened with that? That's been a real tug of war.
It really has been. Yesterday was a vote scheduled on that in the Senate. wherein Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid put forward a plan to freeze interest rates at about 3.6% for those who receive Stratford loans, and that ended up not passing. It had 51 votes, but there was a filibuster against it. And this issue has actually sort of opened up a little bit of a civil war within the Democratic Party. There was Joe Manchin, who is more of a right-leaning senator from West Virginia, as well as Angus King from Maine, who is an independent who caucuses with the Democrats but leans right, and Carver, who had an alternative plan that was supported by more Republicans that would essentially tie the interest rates to the 10-year Treasury rate. That was not added to the floor yesterday, but that likely would have also failed. So it does not look like there's any clear step ahead in the upper chamber for something that really is important, considering that we have passed the July 1st deadline.
Yeah, wow. All right, Justin Duckham, you try and stay cool, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
No promises. Thank you.
All right, man. I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun to talk to Justin, as he has really worked his way up the talk radio news ladder. And he's right. It is a sweaty mess down there in Foggy Bottom, to say the least. There's some other things that are happening both on the Hill and off the Hill that we'll talk about, including the military dumping $34 million into the Afghan forces that we're not going to use. So what does that mean? Why are we once again dipping into the coffers for this headquarter that is not going to be in use? I mean, just we whipped through this chunk of money, and it sort of went unnoticed until it got reported when the figures came out. This is a strange problem, and it was pointed out to the Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel. The Washington Post might have jumped on it first, writing that the construction of this headquarters, this building, continued for years, despite the fact that the Marine commander in Helmand said, we don't need this. You know what? We don't need the 64,000 square foot facility in Camp Leatherneck. The building's going to get demolished, most likely. So we don't need to pay for this. It doesn't make any sense. So it's unused, unoccupied, and will probably never be used, whatever the intended purpose was. And it is so an example of wasting money. 64,000 square foot office space is what it looked like, barracks. $34 million, and we're not using it. They're going to just demolish it, most likely. And this project kicked in back in 2009 when there was that surge in southern Afghanistan. They wanted to install a sophisticated, they said, type of building. Even though a top commander sent a memo saying, we don't need it. Save the money. We don't need it. I love this. A two-star army general who didn't want to go on the record said, what the hell were they thinking? There you go. That sums it all up. The guys on the ground, the two-star general, is saying, we don't need it, sending memos, and that yet they still build it anyway. Give me a break. Come on now. All right, some odds and ends coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's where we start Odds and Ends. There's a reason we call it that here on America Tonight. Earlier in the week, I told you about Elliot Spitzer. Remember him? Client number 9 when he was the governor of New York fooling around with a prostitute, then got caught. The story blew up. He resigned. He had the loyal wife next to him, and that was it for Elliot Spitzer. He was a commentator pretty shortly afterwards. He wants to get back into politics, so he got the thousands of signatures he needed on the positions, or in the petitions, rather, to revive that career, bring it back from the dead. So he's going to run for New York City comptroller. Anything to get in. You go from governor to maybe I could be the New York City comptroller. So he filed. He did what he had to do, right? He got the 3,700 signatures. But the opponents of Spitzer or some others could challenge signatures for reasons like inadequate or incomplete addresses or missing dates or that kind of stuff. And they might do it because this was 2008 when he was in the middle of that scandal. And it really shook up the politicos in New York. People loved Switzer. Spitzer. They thought he was the next coming and that he was going to become just the darling of the Democrats nationally. And it didn't happen because of the fall from grace. Now he reemerges. Maybe the idea is you become the comptroller and then you see if you can move up the political chain in another direction. And boy, what decisions the New Yorkers have to make. These are very odd times. Anthony Weiner and Elliot Spitzer both on the ballot Weiner running for mayor of New York City. And, of course, he's the one that in Congress took pictures of his package, sent them to people on Facebook, and all kinds of really assorted nuttiness with Weiner. And that whole thing of denying, it's always denying, I did not have sex with that woman. And then we go from there. So the two of them back and running. Who has a better chance of winning? I'd say maybe Spitzer, even though Weiner has created some noise. I'm not so sure that he could be the mayor of New York. I think people are just even forget the sex scandal stuff. I think they're questioning his ability to be the mayor, and I can see why you would question that. You know, it comes into the character thing, and yes, there's forgiveness and all that other sort of stuff, but it's owning up to it. He never owned up to it. He waited, and then when he, at the 11th hour, when there was just no way he could BS it, he had to have his wife next to him, and then he had to say what he had done. So I'm going to say Spitzer, of the two, has the better chance to be back into politics in New York City.
Duh. Winning.
Exactly. Duh. Winning. For comptroller, are people really... That's one of those check-in-the-boxes. I hate to say it, but that's what happens. You look down, oh, yeah, I recognize that name. I think he would get a vote of confidence there, or just get the vote anyway. This is an end that is much better than the way it was looking. John Kerry, pretty emotional the last week because it looked like his wife was on her deathbed. The reports that were coming out, how critical she was. So now what's happened is she was set to leave a Boston hospital on Thursday. Doctors upgraded her condition from fair to good. Confirmed, hey, look, she had a seizure. She's 74, Teresa Hines Kerry. She got ill in Nantucket. She underwent a whole bunch of tests at the Massachusetts Hospital, and they ruled out things that are scary as far as what the seizure could have been. So it was looking very bleak, and now it's turned around. Her condition seems to be getting better. And that was... For him, they've been married a while. That had to be scary times, rushing back and trying to figure out what he could for her. And, you know, it turned out, in this case, it turned out in their favor. So often, when you see the words critical, going downhill, all that stuff, you know it's inevitable that what direction it's going, but that didn't happen. All right, this is crazy. I say this on the show every once in a while about how hot it is in Dallas, Texas. How about Death Valley? I've mentioned it now every single night on the show. They had a sun-powered egg frying tutorial video posted by the Death Valley National Park with an egg frying frenzy that left the park officials having to clean up the mess. The video, you can check it on the park's YouTube account, featured a park employee demonstrating how to fry an egg using the sun in a skillet. But now the people at the park are pleading for the video copycats to clean up after they cook their eggs. Because, unfortunately, other people think it's really cool, so they say, let's go to Death Valley and fry some eggs. And that's what they do. So they even have Death Valley's official Facebook page says, an employee's posting of frying an egg in a pan in Death Valley was intended to demonstrate how hot it can get here. However, the crew has been busy cleaning up eggs cracked directly on the sidewalk. And then they go on to say, if you wish to try the egg stunt for yourself, the park requests that you use a frying pan or tin foil and properly dispose of the contents. Well, it'd be so easy to fry egg, wouldn't it, at 129 degrees? Today, I was driving around in downtown Dallas. Picture it in your mind. In a frenzy to get back to where I was going. I was driving downtown. There's a street called McKinney, and it's got clubs and restaurants and whatever. And I look over and I see this sign and it says midget throwing contest every Thursday. I'm serious. Midget throwing contest every Thursday. I thought, really? You got to be kidding me. So I think, well, that must be a joke, some nonsense, made-up thing. And I call the pub when I get home, and they say, no, no, that we do that. We sell tickets for it. And we do it in the summertime every Thursday. Really? Midget throwing? I got to think some people were a little insulted by that, but they're probably, you know, the people that are participating are probably getting paid, and so they choose to do that. So I guess that's the deal there, and it's really a true thing. It's one of the things they're doing gimmicky wise at this one place for, you know, at this one pub, for what it's worth. For what it's worth. Would you ever quit a job and leave $77 million on the table? That's what New Jersey Devils' Ilya Kovalchuk did when he decided to step away from the ice and return to Russia. Just 30 years old, that's the kind of deal that was there. A 15-year contract he signed back in 2010. And that included guaranteed annual salaries of at least $11 million over the next 4 years. He decided, I want out now. I want out now. I want to go back to Russia. Will he play with Russia next year? He's still a good player. But he just decided that enough was enough. And he didn't want to go in and attack and try to go after another Stanley Cup. It wasn't anything physical. He just said the decision was something he had thought about for a long time after going back to the lockout and spending the year in Russia. He decided to return this past season. So Kovalchuk would have won, or would have earned rather, $11.3 million each of the next two seasons. And $56 million over the next five. That's stunning. That is a lot of money to leave on the table. But that's what he did. He didn't want it. So he decided to collect the little he could and then skedaddle. I think he's going to be part of that KHL team. That makes sense to me, because he likes the international competition. He's represented Russia at 3 Olympic Games, 9 World Championships, 1 World Junior Championship, and the 2004 World Cup. So go figure, he's probably going to hook up back with them again. Stay with us, much more in store.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, Surgeon of the Year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Fennec, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparedUs.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparedUs.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
From Florida and the George Zimmerman trial. Check this out. Another setback for the neighborhood watch guy. The jury decided, the jury captain was given the option Thursday of convicting him on the lesser charge of manslaughter in the shooting of Trayvon Martin. The judge, Deborah Nelson, issued that ruling over the objection of Zimmerman's lawyers shortly before a prosecutor delivered a closing argument where he portrayed the defendant as an aspiring cop who assumed Martin was up to no good and took the law into his own hands. And this is what he said. Here's a little tiny bit of it. A teenager is dead. He is dead through no fault of his own. The prosecutor, Bernie de Liranda, told the jurors he is dead because a man made assumptions. Unfortunately, because his assumptions were wrong, Trayvon Benjamin Martin no longer walks this earth. They know this is powerful, powerful stuff. Now, to win a second-degree murder conviction, prosecutors have to prove Zimmerman showed ill will, hatred, or spite, a burden the defense has argued the state failed to meet to get a manslaughter conviction. Prosecutors must show only that Zimmerman killed without lawful justification. So think about that for a second. Riddle that one out. Spiff it out for a second. So because of the way Florida law imposes longer sentences for crimes committed with a gun, manslaughter could end up carrying a penalty, and a pretty heavy one, as the one for second-degree murder, life in prison. Oof. So they're going to consider that charge. During closing arguments, De La Ronda suggested that Zimmerman showed ill will and hatred when he whispered profanities to a cop dispatcher over his cell phone while following Martin through the neighborhood. We're going to get an outcome here, but it might not be the desired outcome. It depends on which way you fall in this. Is he really at fault, or is he just a scapegoat, or is he really, really at fault? The majority don't trust the president, and his approval rating is certainly dipping. I was looking at this today. I am the poll princess. Sometimes I look at the poll of polls, but CNN is fine, and they did a poll, and the results were maybe not surprising. The majority of people in the United States don't trust the president. Approval rating has suffered deeply. It has really fallen down the rabbit's hole. So for the first time in Obama's time in office, more than half of the public doesn't feel that the president is honest and trustworthy. Wow. That part's big news. His approval rating dropped 8 percentage points over the last month. You know, that's one of the biggest in his presidency, one of the sharpest drops, for sure. So why drop now? Why are we seeing this drop in the approval ratings? Because of the 17-point drop among Americans under 30. Discouraged, looking for a job, all that kind of stuff. So maybe the Democrats don't have a lock anymore on the youth vote. Maybe that was just more myth than reality. The White House has been told under siege over telephone and internet surveillances that the Internal Revenue Service targeting of conservative type groups, its handling of the attack on the U.S. post in Benghazi, as part of the government's investigation into labs or into leaks of classified information, what we're seeing here is now the White House has been undergoing a kind of a mini makeover. And internet surveillance, the internet service, is targeting conservative groups. We all know that. Wined and dined for free. Wonder if they would get more if that happened. So the Justice Department steps in. They collect journalists' phone records as part of the government's interrogation into leaks of classified material. When in doubt, don't press send. When in doubt, don't press send. So the truth. In looking down the roster of people we could get as guests and some of the interesting stories that have now played out today, I think the family photos, like of the Rolling Stones playing possibly for somebody in their family, showed the emotion of that day, showed how emotional they, you know, and vulnerable they were. And that wasn't lost on just the people of Boston. There were other areas where there's a need for a speaker and it's pretty quick and turn around and you never know who you might meet at one of these things. It's the weekly roundup. Who has it worse? You ever play that game with your friends? You tell them the story, then right away they come back and they have a bigger, badder, better story. Oh, it's annoying, to say the least. Annoying, annoying, annoying. The prosecutor told the jury that Zimmerman wanted to be by a police officer and he could chit-chat with him when he walked Martin up to the door, which is probably what's going to happen here. But it's interesting because how does that get tangled up that way? He volunteers with Ed Snowden years later, really. And wasn't somebody else on this story in the beginning? Call the senators, call Congress as you're trying to vote on a bunch of bills that could end up becoming laws. You have to cherry pick, I guess, for lack of a better word, who you're interested in. Who you're interested in. We know the Ducks can beat, we know the Ducks, in looking at what they have done in the past, meaning the ducks that the ducks that have landed and left some surprises. We know what they're capable of, and we know that in parts of the country, for some reason, it's like the geese. It's a weird phenomenon of pools and whatnot, because I've gotten no less than 10 letters, or emails is really the better way to say it, from many of you across America sending me things with pictures of ducks in pools, ducks walking around neighborhoods, and saying, you know, what's the phenomenon of these ducks? More animals are making their way in middle-class neighborhoods, and just the latest seems to be the duck, because we got two emails from California, we got three from Arizona, and the rest came from Rhode Island. So people are paying attention to what's happening, the phenomenon of the different animals that suddenly, like the alligators, they don't have any place to go. So it's not a shock that they end up on people's doorsteps because they're being driven out of their homelands, you know, where they were born, where they were raised, and what they were doing because of man-made pressures. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're talking about kind of a grab bag here, a whole bunch of different things. Sometimes at the tail end of the week, we do that. We're not a one-trick pony, just banging the same thing over and over again into the ground. But there are many things that are happening. There are many things that have to be voted on in the state legislature. So legislature, easy for me to say. That's after three cups of coffee. That should be the test case for whether it's good to have coffee or whether it's bad. I don't want to say bad, but whether it's not that great. And you know, the interesting thing is, sidebar, Your Honor, the interesting thing here is I make the coffee the same every single time, and every single time it tastes drastically, I'm saying drastically, it tastes drastically different. That's the sign of a person who has no idea what they're doing when they make the coffee. When you make the coffee, you got to be able to know how to ultimately use the weapon and be very, very, very careful. Very careful. Because you don't know what's lurking behind the corner. You don't know what it is. Including now, as I mentioned before, Zimmerman. And the fact that now the jury has been told they can consider manslaughter the charge in the Zimmerman trial, which would significantly take some of that burden off of their back. And maybe this is a way to wiggle out of some of the things that went down in the wackiest 2 weeks of this speediest trial that I'm shocked about in the history of the United States. We could point to a lot of crazy, you know, crazy cases. The O.J. Simpson one, how many eyeballs were on it? What were people thinking when they watched it? Were you thinking guilty verdict, not guilty? In the O.J. Simpson one, I'd love to take a poll. And overwhelmingly, the people I've talked to say he was guilty. And these are people from all ethnic backgrounds. So, you know, white people, Hispanic people, you know, whatnot. But not everybody feels that way. Some people think that justice was meted out. Zimmerman is going to have the same thing. He doesn't really win either way. If he wins, in other words, he doesn't go to prison, he's not convicted, he has to leave his hometown. I don't see how he stays close right to where that courthouse is in Sanford, Florida. All right, we're heading for the exits, but we still got some good stuff coming down the pike. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. While every plain mistake, the chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you. Yeah, yeah, not bad luck.
All right, speaking of bad luck, here as we hit the wall, or just kind of touched against it. This final segment of this hour, anyway, of America Tonight, it's time for another edition of Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. You're going to love this one. This one from Carrie in New Jersey. Yo, Kate Delaney, a fellow New Jerseyan. You might have taken the train many times in your life growing up in southern New Jersey. But did you ever fall off the side and onto the tracks as you watched a train seemingly almost on top of you approach, all because you were looking at a cute guy? No, I have never done that. She goes on to say, suffice to say, somebody, in fact two guys, ended up pulling me up really maybe a minute before the train approached. All I know is it was too close to comfort, and I stopped looking at cute guys when I was doing other things.
Charlie, look out for the blah, blah, blah.
That's so bad. Guys do that a bunch. You know, they used to make commercials and make fun of that, where a guy's walking down the street and he sees a hot woman, and he's looking, and he steps into traffic, or he smashes his head, you know, against one of the poles, one of the street lamps, that kind of stuff. And that is a very dumb thing. It reminds me of texting, that people text, and they're so into their texting that they don't see where they're going. A really good friend of mine, I don't know if I ever told the story on the air, we were in Los Angeles, and she has a crazy job where everybody can't even decide when to go to lunch if they don't text her and ask her about where they should go. So she was walking and texting, and it was like, I swear, a hair. Just a little bit of her stepping off the curb where she just would have been creamed. That I don't even know. I don't think she would have survived it. It was so frightening when that happened. So it's a dumb thing to be looking around, not focusing on, oh, I'm on the train tracks. I'm going to get too close to the side. All right, this one is from John in Vermont. And John in Vermont says, Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I think this falls into this category. I was in South America, and they told me caliente for the food, and I assumed they meant that it was hot from the oven. But no, they meant that it was hot, 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 like lots of peppers in it. So I blew on it, and I ate it much too quickly that first giant bite, and I swear my face turned fire engine red. I like that description. Have you ever done that? I have done that. I've bitten into things that were freaky hot because I'm the queen of hot, so people try to stump me with hot things. It's a funny thing my nephew does. If he's anywhere and he sees this is the hottest sauce on the face of the land, he wants to get it and send it to me because that's sort of his little game with me. Maybe Aunt Kate will finally say, I give. And I stump her with the hottest thing she's ever eaten. I think that's kind of the way that goes. But speaking of dumb things I shouldn't have done, I don't think it was a dumb thing that he did. But finally, Nathan Reeder is back with us. Woohoo! Don't we have some applause for Nathan? Nathan, you were missed. People asked about you when you were gone.
Oh, honeys, you guys are nice.
Yeah, how great is that?
Oh, it's very sweet. I really desperately kind of miss being here, too, which is sick. That happened already.
It's sick. I just had surgery, and I'm missing the mothership at Genesis. I need to be in there. Well, that's good. That means you like your job, and you're back, and we're happy to have you back. A bunch of listeners asked and when they called in to see where you were, because you're the person they talk to, and so they want to know what happened. Was there some kind of a big switch? And of course, there wasn't anything to do with the switch. It had to do with Nathan and an operation.
Yes, I think it had to do with the dumb things people do program that you started.
Okay, so for people listening that don't know the story, Nathan, tell them what you did.
I was practicing with Tigger, my bounce moves. I don't know if you guys know who Tigger is, but look him up. You know, after the second or third bounce, Newton was there too, and he just was like, dude, gravity is gonna just turn upside down. And by the time I got to the end of the gravity machine, it turned out that I was going upside down, and upside down meant I was going towards the ground out of this tree that me and Tigger got into. And, now I turned my calcaneus bone from a upside down U shape to a happy face. So now there are metal pieces inside of me to correct that. It's
Oh, but he's okay. So that's the good thing. Sweet. And he's back with us, which is very, very good. I wanted to bring this up as kind of our last thing that we talk about here this hour, because you know, so often we're talking about heavy stuff, obviously, that's going on, that's affecting us in our backyard, whether it's Obamacare or the insurance rates, what they're going to be, and a whole bunch of other things. But this is really, really interesting. Jacques Cousteau's grandson, Fabian, wants to live in an underwater lab for 31 days. So teams of aquanauts plunging 20 meters underwater, living in the lab the size of a school bus. It's been 50 years since Cousteau the Elder, the first, lived in an ocean habitat. So how about that? A modern day concept. Living underwater. I always thought that there would be an underwater city way before these kinds of discussions. But it's pretty wild to see the preparation for this stuff. And living underwater, how would that be? What would that be like with the temperature swings, with the darkness, the different times of day? I think it'd be... In one way, it'd be exciting. Another way, it'd be very, very tough. It would be tough. I like the water, but I don't know that I could live underneath the water for 35 days. I'd feel claustrophobic. Maybe that's the right word. And 50 years after his famous father, Jacques Cousteau, spent 30 days living in an underwater village at the bottom of the Red Sea, Fabian is going to follow in his footsteps with a similar project twice as deep and one day longer. Oof. It's good in one way. In another way, it'd be rough to participate in that. I mean, it's risky business. It's risky. The longest stint researchers have spent on Aquarius, which is the whole underwater thing that we're talking about, was 18 days. The ambitious mission then will be without risks. So diver Dewey Smith died after his equipment malfunctioned outside of a lab in 2009. So the team will spend 15 days in extreme training involving diving 20 meters underwater, taking off their masks, being spun around to lose their bearings, and then swimming back to the habitat. That is risky business. Seems like it'd be exciting at first, but then after, I don't know, if you're like me and you get bored easily, maybe after 10 minutes, okay, are we done? Do we get the shots we need? This is beautiful. This is incredible. But it's time to resubmerge. It's pretty cool to look at the photos. You do yourself a favor, go into like CNN and Google the son, Gregory Cousteau. And check out their little underwater living quarters. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.